This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in the third book of the Psalter with Psalms 74 through 77. Arise, O God! God will judge with equity. Who can stand before you? In the day of my trouble, and I will remember. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips. Enlightened us in the true faith.
Thank you. reading from Colossians chapter 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God has spoken to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Dearly beloved, Paul's main point in today's reading from Colossians 1:15-20 is Christ's categorical difference from the angels and all creation and his preeminence over all. So Christ's categorical difference from the angels and all creation and his preeminence over all. This comes up in the reading several times. Paul says, by him, or in him, all things were created, not all other things, but all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. That is, not only was the stuff created that you can see, but also the spirits, angels, fallen angels, demons, whatever you cannot see, all things were created through him. And Paul goes on and says that explicitly. All things were created through him and for him. That is, Christ was not a tool for the creation, but he is the master and the Lord of all creation, including the angels and spirits. And Paul says, and he is before all things. That is, everything that exists, all things, he is before, because he is the eternal creator. And Paul says, and in him all things hold together. That is, not only did God's Son create all things, but he is the one who preserves all things in existence. He is the one who maintains, sustains, preserves the whole world, visible and invisible. And Paul says, he is the beginning. And all of that was that in everything he might be preeminent. So this is what Paul is driving at. Christ is categorically different from the angels. He is the creator, they are his invisible creations, and Christ has the preeminence. He is one God with the Father, and all things are subject to him. That is the main point. Now, this had to be said to the Colossians, and it has to be said to us today. Judaism at the time of Christ had room for mediators between God and men. The angels could be thought of as those mediators, the ones who bring our prayers to God, just as they bring God's messages to us. Also, angels were set to be guardians of nations, and especially of Israel. That's what the Old Testament says. And from there, it's very easy to slide into the idea that if you need something from God, maybe it would be best to have a holy angel representing you before God's throne. Against this, Paul makes clear that the only mediator is the Creator, who is also a man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Angels are God's servants, but only Christ is the mediator. The Colossians needed to hear that, and so do we. Who else needs to hear this? Pagans, ancient and modern. In paganism, there are many different conduits to God or to divinity or to the supreme power. The mediators can be anything: sun, moon, stars, four-footed creatures, trees, crystals, spirits, or the world as a whole. In this way of thinking, the world as a whole is suffused with divinity. To find a way to God, what you need is some place of power, whatever it might be. Against this, Paul emphasizes that God is categorically different from the world, and Christ alone is the mediator in whom the fullness of divinity dwells. There is no other path to God. Who else needs to hear this? In Mormonism, each human father can become a god and a mediator of salvation. Who else? In the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox systems, the saints are mediators between God and man. People pray to them and put their trust in them, as is clear from their prayers. And thus they claim to have many mediators, just like the Colossians to whom Paul wrote. Who else? In Islam, there is no mediator. So that means that in Islam, every individual has to stand before God on his own. Who else? The ancient Arians and today's Jehovah's Witnesses might think of Jesus as the one mediator, but they deny his divinity. And in that case, how can he really be the mediator? He would be an angel who, as Paul makes clear, cannot be the mediator. Well, who else needs to hear this? You do. While it's unusual for a Lutheran to trust in his own merits or in an angel for salvation, it's very rarely do I ever come across somebody who's a Lutheran that does that. Very often, a Lutheran does not even consider salvation and worries instead about his earthly life. His God is his belly or mammon. If life is pleasant, all is well, and God must be pleased. But if life is hard, well, then maybe you're tempted to think that God is against you. Today, the apostle says to you that Jesus Christ, who made peace with the blood of his cross, is your mediator. That means you need a mediator between you and God. And it means that your hope and your trust can and should be in him. And it means that in him you have everything you need, and without him you have nothing. That is Paul's point, and that is what we need to hear. And so now please give me your ears and your heart for just a little while we do something a little different. Pray with me this meditation on this apostolic text in your heart. O Lord Jesus Christ, you are the one mediator between God and men, and are the creator of all things visible and invisible. And in you all things consist or hold together or are preserved in existence. That is, you are the ground of being, and without you, the true God, everything would fall into nothingness immediately. We indeed have our continuing existence, but this is only because you sustain your creation. O Lord Jesus, in your flesh all the fullness of divinity was pleased to dwell. So now, after your incarnation, it is true to say that a man sustains the whole world, and the whole creation holds together in a man. If the world is the macrocosm, then you, Lord Jesus, are the one true microcosm, because the whole macrocosm holds together in you. You are man and you are God with all the fullness. And therefore you alone are the mediator between God and men. And therefore we, with the Colossians, must not seek the help of angels for salvation, forgiveness, and reconciliation with God. We must not, with the pagans, seek the help of demons and created objects like sun, moon, and stars for salvation and reconciliation. We must not, with the papists and Eastern Christian traditionalists, seek the help of saints and angels for salvation and reconciliation. We must not, with the Mormons, seek the help of divinized earthly fathers for salvation and reconciliation. You are the one and only mediator, because you alone are God and man, and altogether one. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. Grant that we may trust in you, even when life is hard, and may focus on you, even when life is pleasant. Your word gives light to our path. By your law, we see who we really are and what our real problem is. And by your gospel, we see you and your reconciliation. Increase our faith. Grant that we may live every day in the light of your word, confessing you as our creator, sustainer, redeemer, and resurrector, and trusting you with all our hearts as our one and only mediator, with your one and only redemption, peace by the blood of your cross. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Heavenly Father, through the prophet Ezekiel, you continued the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating through miracles your healing power. Grant that your church may see in your Son, Jesus Christ, the final end times prophet, whose teaching and miracles continue through the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.